5 special tips for saving your relationship with the law of attraction.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you are listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Delighted, thrilled, excited, motivated to be bringing you this daily Law of Attraction podcast. And today we're talking about 5 special tips for saving your relationship, because love, a relationship, intimacy, it's the nectar of life. It is what makes life absolutely sweet. And if you're manifesting, you know, new cars and new homes, but you're alone and, you know, emotionally broke, it's not working for you. We can help. Listen to me right now. You can have the love that you desire with the person that you love. The law of attraction has no limits. It's funny. People will say, you know, the law of attraction, you can manifest anything except you can't manifest the person you love. Well, that's stupid. Isn't that downright stupid? I thought it was stupid many years ago. We've helped people in 60 different countries. And the only thing that they have in common is that they took action. Okay, I want to read a letter that I just got yesterday. I don't often read letters, but maybe we should from time to time. This is from Jessica. Jessica, you know who you are. Thank you for this letter. She writes, I met my soulmate a few years ago. Instantaneously, we became best friends. From the beginning, I felt deep in my heart that this is the love of my life. Our relationship was filled with happiness and growth until our vibrations were somehow not in alignment. A week after Valentine's Day, she ended things. My heart and life were in utter shambles. I didn't know what to do with myself. I had no idea how to empower myself, let alone keep myself sane. So I simply filled in the gaps. I distracted myself as productively as I could. Thankfully, I did, because it led me to Robert's podcast. The very first one I listened to regarded saving a relationship. It immediately resonated with me, and since then, the podcast supplements my day all the time. I eventually learned that I attracted it all. Once I realized that my vibration needed work and I simply needed guidance on elevating them, I immediately claimed my 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. My first session with Mr. Zink have taught me so much. Lifelong tools to raise my vibration are what I use all the time. To be honest, the process to getting my soulmate back was a roller coaster, all because of my counter intentions. Now, we're giving each other love, the love we desire, and moving forward in our incredible relationship that keeps getting better and better and better. I am truly and deeply grateful for his mentoring. It is really that of miracles. You really have all to gain by claiming your 30 minutes. Your life will be all the better for it. Mine definitely is. And that's Jessica. Thank you so much for that beautiful letter. We love those letters. We love the wedding invitations that we get. And the only thing that Rachel and I ask is that, you know, we're willing to travel anywhere. We just love to travel. So we don't care where you live. You live on the moon. If you send us a wedding invitation, we'll show up as long as you have crab cakes.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Okay, 5 tips for saving your relationship with the law of attraction. Number 1, who am I? Ask yourself that question. You know, some people say, well, Robert, it takes both of us. It takes 2 to save a relationship. No, that's not true. A relationship, really, on an energetic level, is nothing more than vibration. If either one of you change your beliefs, shift your vibration, shift the stimuli and response, which is so important because you may have a real negative stimuli and response. Once you shift that, the vibration begins to shift. And new patterns of behavior begin to take place. In other words, you and your mate, your lover, your wife, your husband, you've fallen into a negative pattern of behavior. You see what I'm saying? And if you, and it's like a habit, it's like, you know, like purgatory, living the same life over and over and over again, the same problems, the same mistakes. So once you begin to shift your behavior, your stimuli, your responses, and your vibration, bam, I mean, everything begins to shift, begins to change, new patterns develop, and love is in the air. It feels good. And you can do this. We can help you do this with miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. It's what it's all about. Number 2, you need to go inward. In other words, everybody wants to go outward. Well, he's doing this, and he hasn't called me, and she doesn't return my calls, and she wrote me this, and she acts this way. You see what I'm saying? I want you to give yourself some rest and relaxation. And I want you to go inward and ask yourself, what am I really vibrating with all of these fears and all of these doubts and all of this pain? What am I really broadcasting to the universe? Because the universe is going to give you back exactly what you're broadcasting. So if I'm feeling pain and frustration and anger and fear and doubt, that's exactly what I'm going to get more of. You need to go inward. I highly recommend some deep meditation. I highly recommend taking time out and just concentrating on your breath. I highly recommend you look at some of your negative thoughts and see them getting smaller and smaller and further away and replace them immediately with some positive energy, positive thoughts, positive visions. I don't care how bad things are, your brain still has the ability to think positive thoughts. I mean, that's just a given. Either you control your brain or your brain controls you. Number three, take time out. Give your lover time out too. Turn off the damn phone. Stop answering the texts. Just take some time out. And use that time out to do something new, to study something new. Start raising your vibration during that time out. I'm not suggesting you ignore your lover or wife or husband. I'm just suggesting you take some time out. Sometimes you can just simply say, hey, I'm going to be off the grid for the next 5 days. I need some time out. And use that time for yourself to recalibrate yourself. Because remember what we said earlier, one person can change a relationship. And so if you begin to shift inside, if you begin to learn new behaviors, new ways of thinking, new beliefs, new ideas, you'll shift the vibrational matrix between the two of you, and you will come into beautiful, loving alignment, and that's a good thing. Number four, revive intimacy. Well, if you're not talking with each other, revive the intimacy vibrationally through creative visualization. I am a firm believer that sexual energy is a positive force for good and for attraction and for magnetism if you use it. So if you can't use it together, use it alone and focus inward. And then if you do get a chance to talk, start peppering the conversation with mild amounts, not huge, mild, I mean very mild amounts of sex talk. And as that sex talk begins to grow, start planning some action, okay? But revive intimacy. It's so important. Otherwise, listen, if you don't revive intimacy, you're ending up in the friend zone. You do not want to end up there, do you? And number five, you've got to give up the limiting beliefs. I know your family says move on. Your friends say get over it. I mean, everybody is telling you to move forward. But it isn't always moving forward. Sometimes it's moving sideways. Sometimes it's moving backwards. Look it, if you loved once, if you loved passionately and deeply, you can love again. We're going to help you with that love. We're going to help you revive that love. But you have to make a commitment to challenge limiting beliefs. People say, well, he's already moved on or she's already found someone else. You've got to challenge that and say it doesn't mean anything. One of the ways you challenge limiting beliefs is by no longer believing in external evidence and only focusing on your heart and your soul. Okay, I hope these five tips will help you. If you'll apply them, I know they will. We've helped people in 60 different countries. We can help you too. I want you to claim your miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Now, if you are going through a breakup, something big, I need a letter. Send me a letter, include a phone number, include a Skype address if you live outside the United States, and a best time to call. Give me all the different ways that we can contact you, and we will help you as soon as possible. You deserve the money you desire, the love you crave, and the health that you depend upon. And you can have it all. You have no limits. You have no boundaries. I'm not talking about saving the old relationship because it broke up for a reason. I'm talking about the two of you having an incredible, new, loving, passionate, joyful relationship or marriage. You can have it all. Don't doubt me on that one. Okay? Have a great day, a wonderful day, a loving day, because you deserve it. Bye-bye.